The decision happened after the board met for an hour and a half workshop where they heard heartfelt testimony from interim BFT manager Ed Frost. Frost spoke directly to the board about how the continued talk of cutting the service has affected the staff.
The morale in this company is very, very poor. Some of you know people that work here. Just ask them. Why? Because they are very, very concerned about what the future holds for employees at Ben Franklin Transit.
The regular meeting was held the next evening. After the pledge was conducted, board member Richard Bloom made a surprise motion to remove the tax cut line item from the agenda permanently, and the motion was passed by the majority of the board. This was an unexpected move, and for Caleb Suttle, the union representative on the board, it was an important vote. Suttle said the vote relieved a lot of stress of the younger drivers that were in training, and for the older drivers who felt they were on the chopping block. Now they can focus on other things.
We need to make this place way more efficient, and I think they're going to bring the perspective of the drivers in. So now our drivers don't need to worry about their jobs anymore, and they also are going to feel like their voice is heard and that they can actually contribute rather than just move a vehicle around the Tri-Cities. So I think morale is going to go up in several different ways.
The BFT board is planning on implementing several measures to make the buses more efficient. They are also talking about making the rides to the Benton Franklin County Fair free for all riders. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.